Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
He said just his thoughts about us. Get this one. This ought to tell us, but we still sometimes are clueless. Maybe it's just me. But he says in Psalms, I believe it's 139, he says that his thoughts toward us outnumber the seas of the sand. Now, do I need to rewind it? God's thoughts about you. God's thoughts about you right now, tonight. God's thoughts about you individually right now, and somebody say me. Outnumber the sand of the seas. And we think God's not answering our prayer. He has something better for you. He has something better for you. And sometimes we just got to wait on the Lord. He will never fail you. He's never failed me. Have I had some pity parties? You betcha. Have I had some times where I didn't feel like praying and praising like Paul and Silas? You tell me about that. I'm like, whatever. Have you had some times where where you prayed and prayed till you couldn't pray no more? And if God held your tears in a bottle, then it would be the size of this building. Has any of you cried that much? Yeah. I think we can say we can. And God saves every one of them. Is that not radical? Is that not a radical love? That he saves every single tear. But we're like, well, God, I don't want you to save my tears. I just want you to answer my prayer so I won't have to cry no more. That's it, right? But you know what? When we get in his presence and we learn that he wants what's best for us, if we don't quit, if we focus on his word, we've chosen to be faithful. We've chosen to be true. Jesus, you're my everything. My eyes are on you. That's what we got to do in the morning time. When we get up and the kids are going wild. I mean, I could tell you some scenarios. I know you can too. They're scary. They're scary. Yeah. No one would believe us, right? But my eyes are on you. And sometimes that's what it takes. But I want to talk to you just a minute, just a little bit longer. You know, we talk about Esther a lot at women's conferences, but she fit right in with what God put on my heart and what he was showing me. So in Esther 2, 15 through 17, Lord, help us for our desires to be yours. Help us to trust you that you've got everything under control. See, God does. Before I read that, Esther 2, 15, 17. God does have it under control. God's plans for you are 10 times better, 100 million times better than you could ever think. But sometimes those plans take time. Because God is changing us sometimes before he changes our circumstances. He wants us to be faithful. Just like with your kids, you want to give them the moon. But if they act like heathens, you don't want to give them nothing. Ain't that right? And you know what? God wants to give us the moon. Because you know why? Because the Holy Spirit, one of his main jobs on the earth right now is to work in our lives so that he sees himself in us. So that when he looks at us, his children, he says, there they are. Woo! I'm in love with them. And he sees his glory in your life. He wants to be glorified through each one of us. But he says, I need you to be faithful to my word. I need you to be like Mary. I need you to be like Martha. I need you to be obedient. I need you to be doing what I come on. It's not complicated. We make it complicated. We got too many voices going on around us. We got too much crazy going on around us. We got too many problems with this thing going on around us. We got too much. We're busy people, are we not? But listen, he's just wanting our heart. He's just wanting our attention. And when we give him that, don't you think for one minute he's not going to hear your prayer. Don't think for one minute he doesn't have good plans for you. But sometimes those plans come through time. Sometimes those plans come by saying, Lord, it doesn't matter what takes place because it's not about me anymore. It's about you. That's what it takes. Sometimes we just got to lay it all down, don't we? But I want you to know as you do that, that God only has good plans. It might feel unnatural for you to give some of these things up to God. It might feel unnatural for you to feel like you're out of control and you don't know what God wants. Listen, He's going to give you peace. He's going to settle you and strengthen you and establish you. He's going to lead and guide you. You're His sheep. We know His voice. Let's not do drama. Let's just look to Jesus. And all the drama's got to go. And it might be chaos around us, but I'll tell you what, we know someone who calms the storm. And we stay focused on our King. We stay faithful to Him. And He takes things, oh, to a whole nother level than we can ever imagine. I'm telling you, I have no regrets tonight. God will do great and mighty things in our life, miracles in our life as we look to Him. But the one thing I want to point out about Esther tonight is that it says when she went into the king. See, all of the ladies had their chance. We know the story because the King Ahasuerus was looking for a king, was looking for a queen, right? And the other king, she messed up bad. Did I say queen or king? I don't even know. She messed up, the queen. And so he was looking for the queen. And all these women, they went through 6 months of spa treatments. Doesn't that sound amazing? Can you imagine? I'm signing up. I'm going to be the queen. I got 6 months of myrrh and whatever it is. I don't care if it smells good and I get to lay in it for 6 months. I'm on the way. I'm coming. Massages too. I'm there. Write my name down. So she had her opportunity. She had her night to go into the king. And I tell you what she did. This really moved me. It's in verse 15. I'll just read the whole verse. It says, now when the term came for Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his daughter, to go into the king, she requested nothing but what Haggai, the king's eunuch, the custodian of women, advised. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all who saw her. So Esther was taken into King Ahasuerus and to his royal palace in the 10th month. Verse 17, the king loved Esther more than all the other women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the other virgins. So he set a royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. It wasn't about her, was it? All of these ladies got to choose whatever they wanted to bring in for the night for the king. Whatever they wanted, they got to get it. Isn't that awesome? I can hear us now. I didn't even have to say nothing. You mean I can have anything I want to take into the king? Anything? And I get to keep it? Wow. Don't forget the pedicure with the bling bling. I'm sure the king will love that. The king will love that, yeah. Don't you agree? But she didn't get that. She didn't do that. What she did was she listened to the person who was closest to the king. And he's a type and shadow of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And she listened and said, it's not about me, but I've chosen to be faithful. God has set me here. It's not an accident. See, your life is not an accident. Everywhere you are right now, God has set you there. He's in charge. He's in control. You're His woman. And He knows exactly what He's doing. And she was in for such a time as this. We say it all the time, but that's you right now. For such a time as this, wherever you are, are we going to take what we can get and be a queen for a day? We can do that, can't we? We can do that, and we can sell out, and we can go in another direction. We can be like the children of Israel. They seen all the miracles, but when Moses went up to the mountain just for a time, they took all of those blessings. They took all of that, and they made it into an idol. And listen, there's a lot of things calling our name. There's a lot of things trying to get our attention off what's important. There's a lot of things trying to rob us, and it's called the cares of the world. It's called the world. There's a lot of things, even the flesh, trying to call our attention. But it wasn't about her. She didn't ask for anything. She said, I want to focus on the job at hand. I'm going to focus at the task at hand. And listen, when she did that, guess what took place? He loved her more than any. because it wasn't about her. It wasn't about her needs, but she said, I pour out my love on the king. She knew that she was called for a purpose and a reason. Listen, this is serious business, isn't it? Listen, there's people watching each one of us as women of God. There's people that when you get healed, they need to hear you got healed because they don't even believe they can be healed. There's people that believe if they walk into a church house that the roof is going to cave in, and they need somebody to tell them, listen, brother, if it was going to cave in, it had done it when I walked in. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Our neighbors need to hear. Where we come in contact needs to hear. But what we got to have has got to be real. What we got to have is going to have to cost us something. What we got to have is an alignment, as Esther had, that aligned herself up with the desires. What Mary had, that aligned herself up with the Word of God so that we can hear and we can go. We see that it was not about her. She was faithful. She was listening. She sought advice. And the Holy Spirit leads us, and the Holy Spirit guides us. He leads us into all truth. Lord, help us to listen. Are we worshiping? Are we studying? Are we thirsty? Do we want more? Not my will, but yours, Lord. Not my wants, my desires. I'm sorry to have to break it to you tonight. It's about Him, amen? But when we make it about Him, y'all know the blessings flow. When we make it about Him and we truly make it about Him, because we know that Esther risked her life, didn't she? It was serious. So it's not only about her, but it was about the nation. And God wants to bring nations to you. And as we reach one, that becomes a nation. Because you don't know who you're reaching that's going to reach others. You have no idea. So we just say, Lord, I want to reach nations. And it's each one of us. So we need the calm, focused Martha. We need the worshiping Mary. We need the faithfulness of Esther. One without the other doesn't work. We have to be busy for the kingdom, worshiping in prayer, and stepping out in faith. And there's one phrase that really God birthed into my heart the last few weeks. And He said, your faithfulness has given you favor. Your faithfulness has given you favor. As we're faithful to God, that favor comes on us, just like on Esther, just like on Mary. That faithfulness. We can be serving like Martha, but we don't have to be distracted. We don't have to be anxious, because we know there's going to be things around each one of us. We're all walking through different things, but there's all reasons to be anxious, I'm sure. There's all reason for concern. But the just shall live by faith. When we know His word, that's going to override. It's going to nullify all the rest, because we have the access code. We have the access code to what we need, and that's His word. Can y'all musicians come? Your faithfulness has given you favor.
Covenant with Christ International Ministries is located in Cleveland, Texas. We help meet the needs in the community through case management, benevolence programs such as clothing and food distribution, and a charity medical clinic to help those with no health insurance. Please give our office a call at 281-592-5001 to see how we can help you today. God bless you, and thank you for listening to our broadcast.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.